All of a sudden I realized I had a whole bunch of interesting samples that I had been playing with in Ruby, Rails, and Heroku sitting on my laptop. My dilemma was what to share first? After a little thinking, and a lot of coffee after a late night finishing of Force.com strategy/adapter for Omnilf, more to come on that one soon, the first snippet I wanted to share was a requirement I see coming up more and more. How do I use multiple databases with the Force.com for Ruby toolkit? In __the_cloud, the use of multiple databases seems to be becoming more and more prevalent, especially in light of the increase in cloud databases which significantly lowered to overhead in provisioning database instances. Developers may want to access CRM data from one database, analytics from another, and then use MemSQL or PostgreSQL for local application storage. Good news, Ruby on Rails makes it easy. I'm going to skip a bunch of the toolkit setup, and assume you have read the Using the Force.com Toolkit for Ruby on Heroku article, and jump straight to the code. For our example, we are going to use the database on Force.com to retrieve data from a custom object called book, and product information from the automatically provisioned database Heroku provides. First, we need to set up Salesforce.yml as per the article mentioned above, with the addition of the values retrieved from the Heroku environment variable env, database_URL or env, shared_database_URL, specified in YAML format. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. With our YAML file setup, we are going to assume that the default database is force.com, as per the setup instructions provided in the Getting Started with the Force.com for Ruby article. What this means is that whenever we generate models to use in our Rails app, we will need to edit the model to changes the parent class and set a table name. Here is my example for the custom object book. Standard objects are provided as part of the toolkit, remember. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now let's assume that we keep products in our Heroku provision database. We would generate our model as normal, then update the products.rb like so, adding an explicit call to establish_connect to reference our environment we added in salesforce.yml. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. That's it. You can now deploy your app to Heroku and use both databases on Heroku and force.com. Note, I tried using the env, shared_database_URL, environment variable available in Heroku, but Active Record didn't seem to like it. I'd be happy to know if anyone else got it working, as I would prefer to use the environment variables directly versus replicating their value in my YAML file.